Today we celebrate Epiphany. It's a continuation of the mystery of Christmas. The word Epiphany means manifestation. It's the appearance, it's the apparition of God to His creatures. Usually, Epiphany celebrate on January the 6th in Canada, because it's not a public holiday. Usually we celebrate at the closest Sunday. But this year, January the 6th falls on a Sunday. And at first, January the 6th was the feast for Nativity, the birth of Jesus. But the Holy See issued a decree in the year 376, obliged all the churches to celebrate Christmas on December 25th, as it was the practice of Rome, of the Holy Father. But January the 6th was not robbed of all its ancient glory. January the 6th became the feast of Epiphany. It's the traditional day for baptism. It's celebrated as the second Christmas, because at Christmas, the baby Jesus already appeared in love. But now, in the feast of Epiphany, the baby Jesus manifests his divinity. At Christmas, a few shepherds were guided by God to worship Jesus. And now the whole world, in the three persons of the wise men, because they represent us, non-Jewish people, we are all called to worship the baby Jesus. Actually, January the 6th also has some history. In pagan Rome, on January the 6th, it was the triple triumph, the celebration of the triple triumph, the threefold triumph of Augustus. Augustus was the founder of the Roman Empire. But now Jesus is our king. He is the Prince of Peace. And after 300 years of persecution, because of the blood of the martyrs, His kingdom, the church, was being secure. The victory of the church secure after 300 years of persecution. And so, as I mentioned, in the year 376, there was a decree to celebrate now the triple triumph of Jesus. And I want to point out that we call that triple triumph because in Epiphany, not only do the church remember the worship of the three wise men, but also the church today celebrate the baptism of Jesus and also the wedding feast of Cana. Now at the Mass and also in the prayer of the church, the focus is on the three wise men coming to Jesus. But in the morning and evening prayer of the church, and also in some other liturgical prayer during the day, the baptism of Jesus and also the wedding feast of Cana are also being mentioned. And so the church actually commemorating three mysteries on one day: the Magi from the East, the baptism of Jesus, and the wedding feast of Cana. Now, when the Magi came, Jesus was manifest to the Gentiles, to the non-Jewish people. When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, He was manifest to the Jewish people. And when Jesus changed water into wine, He was manifest to His disciples. His disciples believed in Him because of the miracle. But as I mentioned, we focus on the Magi because we celebrate the vocation of the Gentiles, the vocation of the non-Jewish people. When we see the celebration today, we see the readings, the first reading, also the Gospel, emphasizing two important themes: the theme of light and also the theme of king. That Jesus is our light. The Magi was guided by the light of a star and to adore the light of light. And the three wise men were looking for the King of Israel. Jesus is our King. We are surrounded by quite a pagan culture. The darkness, the ignorance about the faith. Many people, they left the light of the church. They think they can find light elsewhere. And so it's really important for us to share the light of Christ in the dark world and to help people to acknowledge that Jesus is our Lord and King. The three wise men, they offered to Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They symbolizing Jesus himself. Gold symbolizing that Jesus is King. Frankincense symbolizing that Jesus is God. And myrrh that Jesus is the prophet who will suffer and die for us. Day by day, we can offer up the spiritual gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Every day we can offer up the gold of good deeds, the frankincense of prayer, and the myrrh of sacrifice and penance. And we should focus, help people to focus on Jesus as our King in the Blessed Sacrament. And when we receive Jesus in communion, we should offer to Him our spiritual sacrifices. At the Mass, we should offer the good deeds, prayer, and sacrifices of the week together with Jesus on the altar to the Eternal Father. Adoration to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is important. Our devotion to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is important. He is the source of our life. And so I just want to also share with you, you know, on a practical level, that in our parish we have a few initiatives to honor Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. One thing you might see is that, you know, sometimes there might be, if the knights have enough people, during Mass, during communion, you might see the knights standing beside when we give communion. It's a bit like the altar servers stand beside the gospel as a sign of honor for the Word of God. And so we have the knight standing close to the Blessed Sacrament to, as an honor, Jesus as our King, and they are the communion guard for Jesus. So the knight not only prepared yummy pancake breakfast for us as we will have after Mass, but also they do a lot of other good works for us in the parish and for the diocese. And so they help us to be the guard for communion. But also another thing really practical is, often when we give communion, we have the duty to guard the communion, that the people receive the communion properly and not just take away Jesus, you know, without consuming the Holy Communion. But sadly, there are much more incident and accident than actually we know. I know there are quite a bit of accident and incident that people not treating the communion properly after taking the communion from the priest. And so the communion guard is also helping us because so that we can focus on giving communion, not get distressed, but they keep an eye on, in case that any incident or accident, they can respond immediately, and so to protect Jesus. So that's one initiative. Another thing is the Legion of Mary. You know, they are also really helpful of the spiritual life in the parish. And so starting already on December 27, after the weekday Masses, they help to lead the Chapel of Divine Mercy. So that after Mass, we don't just leave the church, but we have a few minutes that we can pray together to thank Jesus properly after receiving Jesus in Holy Communion. But also, a new initiative is coming Friday. It will be every Friday. Of course, first Friday, we still have all-day adoration. But also the other Friday during the school year, we will have adoration every Friday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. It's to help us again to adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. But also it's something also for the school. Because, you know, the school student, I do encourage them to go to confession regularly. So they will go to confession one grade at a time at 1 o'clock. But when they come here, while one person go to confession, the rest of the student can adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. So to make a holy hour here while they also go to confession. So from 1 to 2 is mainly for the school students. But from 2 to 3, we have a holy hour, you know, some quiet prayer at the beginning, and then 2:15 we have the rosary and divine mercy, and conclude with benediction. And so with parents, you know, or grandparents come to pick up their children, they can come at 2:00 on Friday, have the holy hour before picking up their children. And so that's some initiatives that I hope that can really enhance our devotion to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. There is an ancient tradition that on the Feast of Epiphany, the deacon or the cantor, and we have none of them around, so the priest now, will announce the coming feast day of the year. It's an ancient tradition. Now, of course, we have all have calendar, but in the old days, you know, the proclamation of the coming feast is to show the feasts are linked to Easter. And Jesus is our light. We celebrate it today. And the light is manifest on at Easter, when he rose from the dead, when he conquered sin and death for us. And so now we will have the proclamation of the coming feast. And that proclamation is solemn. So actually, we will all stand for that. And then after I finish that, you keep standing. I will go over there and we can recite the creed together. So now please stand for the proclamation. And I will sing it out loud.
Lord, dear brethren, that as we have rejoiced at the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the 13th day of February, will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 31st day of March, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 12th day of May will be the Ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the 19th day of May, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 2nd day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 30th day of November, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.